Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. This conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Chen, CEO, and Mr. Zeng, CFO of Vision, as moderators of this conference.
Okay, good morning everyone, and thank you for taking the time to dial into our conference call. Our CEO, Mr. Chen Guoping, and I are pleased to present you with our Q2 and half-year results this morning. I will first give a quick overview of the business segment for investors who are new to our story, and then run through our results. Mr. Chen will then discuss our business development so far this year, as well as what we expect for the remainder of the year, after which we will be very happy to take your questions. If you turn to page 3, you can see an overview of the Vision product group. Currently, Vision offers both hardware-based and software-based product lines. Our main hardware products are wireless data terminals, which include wireless data cards and wireless routers. We also sell a remote-controlled wireless camera that falls under the designation of mobile intelligent terminals. In the software-based product segment, we have an overview of our software-based solutions, namely the e-agency platform sold to insurance companies, the mobile broadband project we are operating in conjunction with China Unicom, and finally, the mobile applications business we operate through our wholly owned subsidiary, Vision Android. On page 4, you can see an overview of our financial results for the second quarter and the first half of the year. Our revenue figure decreased compared to the same period in 2012. This is due to the fact that Vision exited the consumer tablet PC business at the end of 2012, and the revenue realized in that segment during those period in 2012 were not realized in 2013. Further, sales in the data terminal business segment were lower for Q2 and the first half of 2013 compared to the same period in 2012. This was somewhat offset by an increase in sales of our other hardware products, namely PC2 TV as well as our remote camera. Overall, revenue in the first half was still dominated by our hardware products. We are pleased to see that our EBIT margin improved from 6% in Q1 to 9% in Q2, bringing the half-year margin to 7%. Though we were cash flow negative for the second quarter, over the course of the first half of the year, we were able to reach an operating cash flow of 1.83 million euros. We were able to achieve this despite margin pressure in our hardware business segment due to effective cost control on the part of management. Finally, on page 6, you can see that we have continued to maintain a very healthy balance sheet and a strong cash position. We finished the first half of the year with a net cash per share of 8.44 euros, approximately 1.2% of which is located in the German holding company to cover expenses. When we pay a dividend or buy back shares, the Chinese operating companies pay a dividend to the AG that is then used for these purposes. Finally, you can see from our balance sheet chart that the company is quite healthy financially, with an equity ratio of 91%. With that, I would like to yield to our CEO, Mr. Chen Guoping, to discuss our business developments and what we expect for the remainder of the year.
Hello， 大家早上好。目前我们公司的这个经营情况，相对比去年来讲还是有些困难，但是我们的业绩与去年同期相比有所下降。但是我认为我们管理团队表现呢还是非常努力。大家可以看到第七页，看得出来，上半年我们的86%的营业额是来自于无线数据终端，和10%是来自于无线终端。下半年我们认为，我们的产品主要还是靠于硬件来实现我们的销售业绩。
Thank you and good morning to everyone. Currently, our operating environment remains quite difficult, and therefore, despite the decline in our operating results compared to the same period last year, I'm still pleased with our results and believe our management team has performed quite well. On page 7, you can see that for the first half of the year, 86% of revenue came from the wireless data terminal business segment. 10% came from the intelligent terminal segment. For the second half of the year, I expect that our results will remain primarily dependent on our hardware-based product lines.
我们之间已经公布了2013年的全年的业绩指引，我想再次确定一下我们的业绩指引。各位可以看到第八页，我们的销售收入与其6000万欧元和7000万欧元之间，我们息税前的利润在8%到10%之间。虽然我们上半年的业绩还没有达到指引的一半，但是我们跟以往一样，第三季度是网讯最强盛的一个业绩季度。目前我们的息税前利率也低于业绩的指引，但是我会带领我的团队在这个比较困难的市场里面，我们会提高我们的业绩能力。
We have already published our guidance for 2013, and here I would like to once again confirm our guidance, which you can see on page 8. For the full year, we expect the revenue between 60 million and 70 million euros, with an EBIT margin between 8% and 10%. Even though our half-year revenue did not reach half of the bottom end of our guidance, I expect that, as in the past, Q3 will be Vision's best quarter of the year. Currently, our EBIT margin is below our guidance.And I, along with our management board, will work very hard to enhance our margins despite our difficult operating environment.
我想再次感谢各位股东对我们的公司一直的支持。很高兴你仍然可以看到很多的投资者对我们的故事还是照样感兴趣。我很明白目前国际投资者对我们亚洲以外的中国公司抱有不少的这个没有什么太大的信心。尤其是纳斯达克和法兰克福若干企业上市，最近也表现的股价一般，但是我们网讯和我的团队未来会不断的努力工作，提高投资者的信任和对我们公司业绩的表现。我们来承诺作为上市公司在法兰克福市场是有良好的季度。在这里谢谢大家，提前祝大家周末愉快。
I want to once again thank our investors for their continuous support.I'm happy to see our company's story garnering interest from investors. I'm very aware that there is currently a larger amount of suspicion among the international investment community concerning Chinese companies listed outside of Asia, particularly many on the Nasdaq and the foreign stock exchange. I saw the recent article in the Handelsblatt regarding the poor share price performance of Chinese companies listed in Germany.My management team and I believe that the best way to earn back investors' trust is to improve our operating results and establish a strong track record of adherence to local and stock exchange regulations. Thank you to everyone, and I wish you all a happy weekend in advance. Our presentation is finished, and now the investors can ask any questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session.If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So for your questions, please press star 1. We got a question of Malte Rether from Warburg. Your line is open, sir.
Yes, hello. Good morning. I have three questions. First is, do you already generate sales with the mobile applications business? And in case you don't, when do you expect to make the first sales? And then the second question, do you have any other business initiatives in the pipeline to compensate for decreasing sales in the data cards business? And then...The last question with regard to the industry specific solutions, can you share with us from which industries your clients are, and do those clients take software and hardware both together or just one of those? Thank you.
A moment, thanks.
第一个是网盘。
我们这个中国的4G正在努力建设当中，我们正在研发4G 的这种的这个数据的这个4G的这个无线数据的产品。第二个的话，我们在2013年今年的 Q4 就可以销售这个安卓的这个业绩。第三的话就是在行业应用上，我们大部分是软件，硬件目前还没有计划。
Regarding the 4G product, now we are We are doing the research and development in the 4G products, and the product will be sold in the fourth quarter of this year. Regarding the industry solutions business, currently our main revenue is from the software part. But in the future, we will try to combine the software and the hardware together if there is any opportunities appears. And also, we currently have a certain revenue from the application business, but the revenue is still quite small. It is expected in the second half of the year, the revenue from the software part will begin to increase. Okay, we finish our questions.
Yeah, thank you.
For further questions, please press star 1. For your questions, please press star 1. It seems to be no further questions in the moment.
Okay, so we will thank the investors for your interest in our company and wish you a happy weekend.
We want to thank Mr. Chen, Mr. Tseng, and all the participants of this conference. Thank you and goodbye.